I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking of having a hot dog and a beer with Coach at a Marlins game, I saw something on Twitter from Darren Revell today, but I just got an email from the Levy Group is the concessionaire at Lone Depot Park. And it says, Mark, see, they know what I want to talk about. Mark.
Mark.
The food, beverage, hospitality partner of the Marlins is unveiling a new special menu item at Lone Depot Park, the Ultimate Hot Dog Tower. It's a triple-tier tower featuring four hot dogs, four Polish sausages, and four corn dogs. It's on the lower levels with a... four corn dogs on the lower levels with a penthouse of loaded salchipapas. You know what that is, Solana?
Salchipapas. It's like French fries with probably the Polish sausage cut up, diced up, and probably hot dog diced up with some sauce on top.
Where is that from? I had never heard of salchipapas.
Salchipapas is like a very common Hispanic food item. It's loaded French fries,
right, but
they
do it with the Polish sausage.
Hot dogs, typically, and a bunch of sauces. Sometimes they'll do like crushed potato chips on top as well. Fire.
It has these salchipapas have French fries, sausages, and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Sounds nasty.
Tower.
Why is that nasty?
Tower.
Why is that nasty?
The salty papas?
Why? What?
That tower.
If you're getting a, if I served you a hot dog with French fries on the side, you're gonna eat them.
I'm gonna eat the French fries that are crunchy with ketchup, and I'm gonna eat the sausage on a bun. But I don't
I
want
love
my
loaded
sausage
fries,
cut
so
up.
You can throw anything on French fries, man. Mm-hmm. I love loaded fries
with potato chips crinkled on top. That sounds nasty.
I'm telling you, loaded fries. But I like loaded nachos. Throw anything on the nachos except the duck confit, but I'm like, that's where I draw the line.
You know what? I'm not a nacho guy. We've established that.
Yeah.
The loaded French fries. I want my French fries crunchy and crisp. And to be honest, we've never talked about this. I'm not a big fan of corn dogs.
I've never had a corn dog.
What?
In your life?
My life.
What? That's not possible. That's not possible.
It doesn't. It never appealed to me. I don't think. Now, I wasn't a big hot dog kid growing up. Like I wasn't, you know, at a backyard barbecue, really grilled up. But other than that, man, like, and I didn't know what a corn dog was. I don't think. So it's like
It's a hot dog covered
it's fried corn. It's a fried corn batter around the hot dog.
Yeah, like cornmeal. Yeah, yeah.
It's a corn muffin around a hot dog. It doesn't hold any sauce. You have but to when dip I was it every a kid, time you bite it. It's not
because it's almost yeah, it's almost like a corn muffin. Yeah, when I was a kid, I don't think there was anywhere to get a corn dog other than like the state fair. Like I think it was so out of the ordinary. Also, my mother would never have allowed a corn dog. Like, just you don't know the Hockman rules. Like it just there was nothing allowed in the house. But as I've gotten older, the thought of gnawing on a hot dog on a stick is so unappealing to me that I've just never had one.
Yeah, it's cornbread around a hot dog.
And I like cornbread.
I think it's overrated. I like but here's the corn here's dog the thing. Thing is nasty.
Here's the thing. I love a hot dog bun with the hot dog. So now I've got to give up what I consider to be half the fun of the hot dog, which is a good, you know, soft bun. And I got to replace it with, you know, a circular cornbread. I don't know. It just never appealed to me. So I've never had one.
And but you can't put ketchup and mustard and onions. Sauerkraut,
certainly.
You can't put nothing on a corn dog.
Of course
I think
you
it's,
can.
It's a waste of a hot dog.
No, it's not. What is happening?
You have to dip it.
No, I mean, you could dip it, or on every bite, you kind of just pour a little mustard, a little ketchup right on top.
I'm glad I've got a mortgage.
It's going to take it. Hot dogs would be cold. I got to pour it. Every single time I take a bite, I have to dress every single bite.
First of all, Huck, you sent me to get a hot dog on a stick in Vegas.
Correct, because I'm always fascinated by that place. And you were shocked that it was a corn dog.
I couldn't believe it was
you
just a corn dog.
It was an actual hot dog on a stick.
I thought I was getting a hot dog on a stick.
I've always been fascinated by that place because I can't imagine in a casino saying to myself, you know what I'm craving right now? A hot dog on a stick. And so I assigned you to go there and get one because I would never do that.
Bro, corn dogs are unbelievably good. I'm telling you.
They seem like they would be very tasty because I do
so
like
good.
Cornbread and I like hot dogs. Yeah. Leroy Horde is texting me. How can someone who eats as much bleep as you do never have eaten a corn dog?
You've never had a mini corn dog? Like the little mini ones that are just kept in the freezer, frozen. When I think of my childhood.
We would never keep those in the freezer. We would never. You don't know Sandra. Sandra Hockman was the mother on Titanic.
Growing up in
there were not frozen corn dogs in the Hockman household.
I love me some Sandra now.
Sandra. Now, she smoked a pack of cigarettes in bed every night. That was fine. But corn dogs in the freezer was out of the question.
And Sandra would let you know how she feels at all times.
Oh, she would. I'm telling you, Sandra, you're short, you're fat, you're bald, you're sickly, you're whatever she ran into. She'll tell you exactly how she feels.
She used to regulate my drinking when we were at events. You've had two now, Channing.
You've had enough.
Sandra, I'm 28 years old.
No, you've had enough. Yeah, I don't have any, like, I'm not averse to having a corn dog. I've just never had the, no. Leroy's wrong here. Leroy Horde just said Auntie Anne's is a game changer. No. I've had Auntie Anne's mini hot dogs a million times. Yeah. Those are in a puff pastry. Mm-hmm. That's not, or theirs are in a pretzel, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a corn dog.
Corn dog.
Which is not the pigs in a blanket, a puff pastry, or a pretzel dog. The corn dog specifically is dipped in a batter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Leroy, the Auntie Anne's are game changer. I'm with you. Those things are fire.
The worst delivery system for a hot dog is a corn dog.
No, it's not. What?
It is. Hold on. The bun
a hot
is
dog
perfect.
In a bun. A pigs in a blanket, a pretzel dog. Those are all better than corn dogs.
The toppings drip off.
But you don't need the toppings. You don't need the toppings. You have the corn. The corn has improved the bread. The bread is.
I like butter on my cornbread.
Solana, how many other items do you pour corn on top of to make them superior?
But that's what makes this so special. You found something that doesn't belong with something else that now has become a perfect mashup. The corn and the dog together as one. The bread of the hot dog is just a delivery mechanism. It's
the texts are wild, but there's a great one that's just so perfectly appropriate for our show. clear the schedule rest of the week.
Solana, have you ever put corn niblets on your hamburger?
But what does that mean? Like, have you?
You say corn makes things better. Have you ever put corn niblets on your hamburger?
I'm not saying corn makes things better.
I do like a barbecue plate, though, that's got corn and a burger and a dog. Corn does make everything better.
By itself. You don't mix corn and other items. You want succotash? Have you ever had succotash, Solana?
I don't understand what you're doing here, though. I'm not telling you because I like one thing, it goes with everything. I'm telling you the corn muffin around a hot dog works. It's not deeper than that.
Obviously it does. It's probably been around since the 1700s. I don't think we can argue whether it's successful or not. It's obviously successful. All I said was I've never had one.
Oh, you're not arguing, mate.
I know. I'm trying to soften what he's doing here, which is arguing against America.
Worst delivery system for a hot dog. Worst delivery system for a hot dog.
That's 100% correct. That's 100% correct.
How could that be correct? How could that be 100% correct?
This is way less shocking than Jim Larinaga never having had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A corn dog? That's like a once in a... How often would you ever have a corn dog anyway?
During
once
the recession.
Every 3 years?
Recessions.
I have...
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Them in my freezer.
Then get ready for some corn dogs.
I have a package corn of dogs. Frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He got that mortgage now. He's eating on a budget.
But when would you ever? I'm not even joking. When would you ever say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to fire up 3-4 mini corn dogs. Like, when would you ever eat those?
Get home. Tough show. Pull out the air fryer.
Water's cut off. Lights out.
Pull out the air fryer. Throw down 2-3 corn dogs.
Corn dogs?
Throw on the White Lotus. Sit on my couch. Never. And non some corn dogs.
Wouldn't you take some breadsticks and hummus? Like I like corn dogs. I'm so fascinated by that.
My fascination, Solana, saying corn increases any food item or anything in life.
What are we doing here?
Corn is a filler. Corn is not supposed to be a staple or of anything.
Right, but a filler increases the pleasure of whatever it is that you're adding it to. Okay. That's the point of being a filler. That's what cornbread is.
Name something else that corn enhances.
You go get a burrito. You put corn in it.
Can't eat a burrito without that corn.
Where? Who's got corn in their burritos?
Everybody has corn in their burrito. What are you talking about? You go to every Mexican restaurant. They have corn in their burritos. What are you talking about, man?
Hey, no Marlin sent me this letter about the hot dog tower. They're like, what the hell just happened? They sent out a press release for a menu item. What the hell just happened? We got to move on because there's actual stuff to talk about. Do cat talk real quick. So on. We're way late here. Do a little quick cat talk. Corn dog. Yummy.
People are texting in about corn, and it's difficult not to fall into the trap, but
it's crazy what's going on the text line right now. It's literally crazy.
One word or two. Corn tortillas. Corn tortillas.
So, it's funny. So is a corn tortilla better than a flour tortilla?
That's not the question. No. But that's not the question. That's not the question. Not, that's not the question.
His question was, when is corn better? And I'm telling you, the better version of a tortilla is the flour tortilla.
Okay.
For sure.
That's corn not the question.
Corn doesn't enhance anything. What's your favorite corn brand? Jolly Green Giant?
Libby's.
If you have ground beef and you can eat it out of your hand, or you can eat it in a corn tortilla, which one would be better? Which one would be better?
Am I a raccoon?
Backed us into a corner there, Crowder. He backed us into a corner. He got us. Plus one. Whatever they
do. I'm a raccoon, huh? No, I'm a grown up and I'm going to eat it. Well, I want to eat it.
Griffin Conine starts the bottom of the ninth with a double. Marlins are losing 6-4 bottom of the ninth, but they've got a runner on second now. Nobody out.
Nice. By the way, Hawk, yesterday was Lou Aldang's birthday.
Lou Aldang.
So the Marlins will be in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Sauce.
Yesterday was ex-Benedict Day as well, man. Damn.
I know. We missed.
Corn.
Wild pitch. Griffin Conine takes third. The pitcher, the reliever in for the Diamondbacks is AJ Puck, former Marlins reliever.
All right, guys. Who am I kidding? You guys are watching this game now.
So are you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at corn dishes.
Tell Larinaga to sign back in. This is, we tell him we have an urgent pressing topic. Corn dogs.
AJ Puck's
brother.
You think
Jim Larinaga has ever had a corn dog?
I don't know. Somebody has needed a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I'm
going to
say growing up in the Bronx, he's going to tell you about growing up in the Bronx and there was a corn dog stand down the street and yeah, they would always get corn dogs. I think he's going to tell you that. But they're great.
Cornbread is a Southern thing.
That's true.
That little nasty water hot dog that you enjoy, that's a Northern thing.
You're right.
I think he struck out.
Xavier Edwards?
Yeah. Marlins lose. No. Marlins lose 6-4.
He grounded out to third. It was close to a strikeout, but he grounded out to third.
AJ Puck's brother Owen Puck pitches for FIU. Lives in South Florida as well. Yeah.
And his cousin what the is listening to this show and saying. That's a good dad joke right there.
That is a good dad joke.
That would kill with Jim and Chuck and Joe DeJoseph sitting around.
You're going to kill him Wednesday at 5:45 at the Hooters.
Now, miss, let's get those black and white cookies over here, okay? While everybody's in a good mood still.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.